For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. A few weeks ago, a strange, loud, infernal sound wrapped itself around the Memphis area. The source? The collective noise made by millions of male cicadas who use that sound to court female cicadas. This natural phenomenon happens every 13 years, bringing decibels that can rival rock concerts or drive people batty. Reporter Cindy Wolf has the buzz on the buzzing.
The average summer night in Memphis sounds something like this. But every decade or so, there's this. Out of the blue, obnoxiously loud, leaving people to wonder, what's making all that racket?
I think it sounds like aliens from outer space.
Some kind of sonic sonar, whale pitch sonar.
The other day, I thought my neighbor was using a weed eater. And then an hour later, she was still using the weed eater.
Other guesses. Burglar alarms, a gas grill, and my favorite from an 8-year-old girl, a million rattlesnakes. Once people knew what it was, they wanted to know why.
So I Googled it and realized that it was the 13-year cicadas. They weren't just ordinary cicadas.
These cicadas crawl out of the ground like little zombies the size of your pinky toe. Their one-month mission, fly, sing, mate, die. That's the male cicada using his timbal. It's the body part that makes the noise to woo a female. Cicadamania.com, a website for all things cicada, made a video. It shows that snapping one's fingers can entice the male cicada to turn on its little stomach buzzer. I wanted to try that one out. Local audiologist Nicole Robbins and I plucked a cicada from a leaf.
Okay, so he's got an orange little framework around his wings, and he's got these beady little red eyes. So far, no luck.
I'm better with dogs than I am most other species, including humans, so I tried a new strategy.
Speak. Shake. Sit up. Beg.
We tried appealing to a sense of masculinity, a lonely bachelor on his leaf.
Want a woman? Gotta make some noise, man.
You gotta come on. More active than that.
Come on, we want to help you out here. Hear all those girls? They're waiting for you. Okay.
I wasn't sure how many weeks our cicadas would be around, so I drove to my aunt and uncle's house out in Eads. I read that cicadas are drawn to the sound of power tools and lawn equipment. I borrowed my uncle's leaf blower. I set the leaf blower down and kept a safe distance, in case a swarm headed toward me like Tippi Hedren in The Birds. After a few minutes, the only thing that got near me was a wasp. I grabbed the blower and left. For places like the Wolf River Greenway, Eads, and various neighborhoods around the city where it's all cicada all the time, some people are ready for the endgame, when they can sweep up the corpses and move on. Some people appreciate this rare feat of nature. They focus on the benefits. Here's Leon Flannel.
In a way, I'm kind of glad they're here because they give the birds something to eat.
Other animals eat them too, and cicadas aerate the soil. But his wife, Arlinda Flannel, seems to speak for the majority of people we talk to.
And I was so happy to find out it would be gone in about 30 days, and they wouldn't come back for 13 years.
When their short lives end in a few more weeks, our summer nights will go from this back to this. For WKNO News, I'm Cindy Wolf.
If you've got great cicada sound in your neighborhood, leave a note on this story at WKNOFM.org so folks can go have a listen.